with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Gymnastics has confirmed that two athletes will represent the Cayman Islands at the 2026 Senior Pan American Artistic Gymnastics Championships in Rio de Janeiro this June. Justin Spencer and Sienna Santiago have both been selected for the regional championships, which run from June 17th through the 21st and feature the top senior gymnasts from across the Americas. For both athletes, this marks their first appearance at the Senior Pan Am level, a major milestone reflecting years of discipline, progression, and commitment to the sport. Cayman Gymnastics said they are extremely proud of Justin and Sienna's achievements and the work that has brought them to this stage. The association, however, extends its full support as the pair step onto the international platform in Brazil, proudly carrying the Cayman Islands flag and the backing of their entire gymnastics community. In similar news, two Cayman swimmers have been selected to represent the Cayman Islands at the Central American and Caribbean Games, or CAC. This takes place in Santo Domingo this July. Cayman Aquatics has confirmed that Kate Galatopoulos and Adam Salas will compete at the regional championships with coach Dexter Bly leading the delegation. Both athletes will take on some of the strongest swimmers in the Caribbean and Central America as they continue to build valuable international experience while proudly carrying the Cayman colors. The Cayman Islands Football Association recently hosted officials from CONCACAF and FIFA for a two-day executive mentorship program at the CIFA Center for Excellence, focusing on strengthening leadership, governance, and football administration. The May workshop forms part of CONCACAF's wider push to support the development of its member associations through education and best practice training both on and off the field. CONCACAF's Director of Caribbean Member Association Affairs, Howard McIntosh, underscored the importance of strong administrative foundations, noting that the quality of work done away from the pitch directly influences the growth and success of the game, benefiting players, clubs, and the wider community. Let's hear from him.
We see football as not only the most popular sport in the world, but a sport that encourages unity and builds communities and transforms lives. Because of all that, the work that we're doing, sometimes people just see football as entertainment or sport, but we see it as more than that. And so we encourage the government, the media, sponsors to come on board with the Cayman Islands Football Association, support their programs, support their games, support football, and support all the activities around it.
Sessions throughout the workshop covered governance, leadership, administration, and organizational structure, all aimed at supporting CIFA's continued development and the long-term advancement of football in the country. Staying with football, Sunset Club have been crowned champions of the CIFA Women's Premier League for the third straight season, sealing the title in emphatic fashion with a 7-0 win over Scholars International. Kinsey Joyner opened the scoring in the 8th minute, followed by goals from Ava DeGrand in the 27th and league-leading scorer Reese Bateson in the 33rd. Sunset kept the pressure on in the second half, with DeGrand adding her second, Daniela Gorzang striking twice, and Jada Dixon Lamb joining the score sheet in the 84th minute. Hear from Sunset FC players Renee Wambugu, Kinsey Joyner, Daniela Gorzang, and Brianna Poi Fong in CIFA's latest reel on their social media page following the title clinching victory.
It's such a great feeling, like getting to play with these girls that I've got to like develop with, grow with, and like share bonds with is so special. I feel like we've all worked so hard together to get this win, and the win's prior to have a three-peat is obviously really rare, so I'm really grateful for it.
The team and the coaches, we did this together, and I think more than the title, but winning it together as a team, accomplishing this as a team is what matters most to me. I've been playing for a long time. It is coming to that time where every year I'm kind of like, oh, how much longer can I do this? And every year I keep coming back because I love the sport and I love this team. Getting to play with these women, seeing them from where they start off, especially 3 years ago, some of these girls, and how far they've come, and that's why I'm here, that's why I love doing it. Being the captain, I really try to lead with like positivity first. I feel like so many times, especially women, we're constantly being critiqued by society, by the person next to us. and then by ourselves, right? We can get in our own heads. So I really try to lead with like positivity and pointing out, yeah, you might have made one mistake, but think about all of the things that you did do well and try to focus on that. And I think building that atmosphere where that like that camaraderie has been like super key in the team's success.
So for me, it's a big thing. It's a good feeling. And I love to have accomplished it with this group of girls.
I think we've grown a lot from the last season. We've seen a lot of improvements in every area. And it's just good to be involved in this group, and we're just continuing to grow the women's football in Cayman.
The dominant performance capped another outstanding campaign for Sunset, who continue to set the standard in Cayman Islands women's football. And schools across the island are gearing up for another busy afternoon of inter-primary cricket this Friday as Round 5 brings a packed slate of Zone A and Zone B matchups to fields from Prospect to Kaimana Bay. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has this report.
Prospect Primary will face off against Joanna Clark. Thielen McCoy will go head-to-head against Red Bay Primary. Island Primary will face off against Edna Moyle, and it's Easton Primary versus First Baptist Christian School. Island Primary B is not scheduled to play. In Zone B, Cayman International School will face off against Footsteps. Marie Martin Primary takes on Cayman Prep A. Sir John A. Comer will face off against St. Ignatius School, and the young ladies from Cayman Prep B will not be playing.
Thank you, Carsley. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.